Hey, everybody. You are now tuned in to Desiree's podcast. As a special guest today, we have my mother here, Chantel. Would you like to say hello?
Good afternoon, everyone.
So today we are going to be talking about an uncomfortable topic, but in a very conversational way. So we're going to be talking about divorce. Chantel here, my mom, I'm going to refer to her as my mom for the remainder of the podcast, has been divorced for 10 years now, correct?
July, it's coming on 10 years, correct.
All right. So my first question to you is, can you kind of just inform our listeners on like a brief reason of why you chose divorce?
I don't think that there is one reason that me nor anyone gets divorced, for that matter. I think that there are a series of events that lead up to divorce, and everybody has their limits on what they can take mentally and physically and emotionally, for that matter. So with that being said, I would say that I definitely stayed for many, many years before I actually left. And just with my faith in God, I did everything I possibly could to stay married and tried counseling and tried as much as I was capable of. And, you know, obviously the final result, it finalized to a divorce.
So how long were you married to my dad?
That's a good question. I think I lost track of keeping track of those dates many years ago, but I mean, I guess I know that I got married when you were just a couple of months. So I know we got married in 95, and you know, we divorced 10 years ago.
So what have been the particular struggles you think that divorce has like caused your kids, like your family? Like, what are some challenges that have kind of happened?
I'm not really understanding your question. Are you talking since the divorce, how it has impacted my kids and my family?
Yeah.
Is that your question? Okay. Wow. I mean, it's impacted them tremendously. I think just so much hurt and so much emotion through the whole process of the initial shock to, you know, moving out of our family home and transitioning into a condo, and just not just the divorce and not having both parents under one roof, but just the whole change in lifestyle and how we had to downsize and just spending and everything. It was huge, and it was kind of like a death in the family, but the person didn't die, but you still are mourning, and the family's ripped apart and having to pick sides on so many different levels.
Do you have any advice that you give your friends who are like contemplating a divorce? Like, what would your advice be to your daughter if she was in a marriage and she wanted to get out? I mean, what advice would you give her today?
You know, times are completely different right now from when I got married, and I'm not going to use that as an excuse, but I think at this point, if I had to give you any advice, you already have taken half of the advice without even knowing. So with that being said, is you went through high school, you experienced high school, you experienced dances and dates with more than one guy, you had the ability to go off to college and spread your wings and have, you know, different relationships and your freedom. So I think at this point you're already halfway there as far as the advice that I would give you, because I think that was challenging for not just for myself but for your dad, is that, you know, we were together since eighth grade and we did not really get a chance to live in this world without each other. we ended up staying together and not really knowing each other, not knowing ourselves, not knowing what we both wanted in life, and tried our hardest to just come together and keep what we once had. And I think that you now, my advice would be, you know, make sure that you don't get married for kids. You get married for purely love and wanting to spend the rest of your life with that other person, and that you both have the same goals and know where you both want to be, you know, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years from now, and not just getting thrown in the fire to get married and then have to figure everything else out, if that makes sense.
What do you think, like, obviously your guys' divorce was very messy. What do you think made it so messy and just kind of, looking for the word, I don't know, just, you guys hated each other.
I wouldn't necessarily say we hated each other. I would, because I've never hated your dad. I might have been very upset with your dad, but I've never hated him. I can't speak for him because, you know, only he can tell you if he's ever had hate in his heart for me. I don't know. But I can tell you that any time that there is a divorce, or even a breakup for that matter, and it's not mutual, if one person doesn't want to end it, no matter if they understand why it needs to be done or the reasons behind it, if they still can't let go and they still can't accept the fact of the divorce, there's always going to be some sort of animosity, and it could be bitterness and hate. And I think that through all parts of divorce, there are so many different emotions that everybody goes through, and I think that anger is one of them, and it could be on both sides for different issues. And I think that what made it so messy was that I wanted the divorce and your dad didn't. So therefore, he wanted to fight hard to try to keep something that was not repairable.
Yeah. I mean, I think that just from like my standpoint, I think that what made the divorce so messy was just like family members. I think other people getting involved, I think, was like a huge reason of why it was so messy.
Not necessarily, but like you said, you're an outsider looking
in. And that's just my, yeah. Like, I'm the product of this. Right. So, like, looking back, like, I feel like if other outsiders, other people from our family, my dad's family, you know, I just feel like there just could have been such a better outcome if people would have just not been involved. But I think that asking for them to not be involved is non-existent.
I think it all started with your dad and I, and when two people don't agree, and that's where it started, when we did not agree for the custody time frame with you kids, that it became almost like a war where, you know, we're gonna have to go to court now, so therefore I'm gonna try to say why my case and my reasoning for having you kids this many X amount of days is the best. And then your dad is saying, well, no, I think that what I want is the best. And so you end up almost forming teams against each other to try to say why your reasoning is better than their reasoning. And it never should have went to that. I think that...
So is that something like you wish you could kind of go back? Like, if you have to change anything about the divorce, do you think that...
I would love to have changed that, but when your emotions and there is so much turmoil, it's hard to... Okay, so let me rephrase this. I can only change my part, but even if I would have changed my part, your dad was still going to fight for what he wanted. So to try to have two people agree on something at that point in their life, when their worlds are turned upside down, it was almost impossible to do that at that time. Of course, it's in a perfect world, that's what you would have wanted. Like, let's agree right here at the kitchen table, like, what we think is best. And essentially, if we would have agreed what was best at the time, the outcome would have been better. But because we both fought for this, you know, everybody lost. You guys lost, he lost, I lost, everybody lost. And then bringing in friends and bringing in family to just belittle the situation and to degrade the situation and hurt people's feelings, that's where it became bad. And that's, you know, where I would recommend that if there is any way that you could dissolve a marriage and to do it as Christians, to do it as adults, to do it mature, and to think of the only two people you think of, or four people or five people, are the kids.
Yeah.
If you leave your emotions out of it and like focus on just the kids and what's best for the kids and not your own heart, you know, but that's asking a lot from somebody who's hurting. It really is.
Well, and I wasn't in the divorce, like I wasn't at the courthouse when this happened, but just hearing from like family and like stuff from you now that I'm older, I kind of just got the idea that you guys went to court just, and it was just a ton of bad mouthing of each other, like saying why this parent doesn't deserve the kids, you know? So I don't know. I wonder, do you think that, or let me rephrase this. If you had to talk to my dad about the divorce, like, mm-hmm. do you think there's anything left to say, or do you think that it's kind of over and done with, or are there anything like last minute things you feel like need to be said to him? Like whether it's like an apology or ask him a question about, you know, maybe a statement he said about you, like, would you ever, or what would those questions be? You know,
I don't think that there's anything to say. That chapter has been long closed. I mean, your dad even got married after we got divorced.
To a witch.
Wow. But anyways, I don't think that there would be any reason to look in the rearview mirror to bring up things that would hurt him or hurt me. Why open up these wounds? I forgave him and I forgave your grandparents a long time ago, and me doing that has allowed him to come into my house and to have functions for you guys, you know, go to dinner with you guys, sit mm-hmm. by him at games, whatever, because I let that go. Anything that I held on to, resentment or hurtful words, that's long gone, and I don't believe in bringing people's pain back to life.
Yeah.
If that makes, you know, any sense to you. I think that your dad and I are at a good spot, and it's a spot that I prayed about and hoped that we could get to at some point in our lives, to where, you know, we can be in the same room and it not be awkward, to where I could invite him to something and genuinely know that everything is going to be okay, and to know that it's the best thing for you kids is to have both of us there.
Do you think that your answers would be different if we would have been having this conversation, like, let's say 3 years ago?
I don't know exactly when this turn happened with your dad and I getting along and the family at peace, but I think it did happen over 3 years ago, so I think that I would still feel the same. But now ask me 5 or 6 years ago, I think that there could potentially have been, if we never crossed that bridge where we let everything go and made it all about you guys, I think it would be extremely difficult and awkward and walking on eggshells, and I'm just glad it's not that way.
So do you have anything else that you would like to mention? About your divorce in general?
I
mean, what makes your divorce different from all the other divorces?
I don't know, because I don't know other divorces.
But I mean, you obviously have friends who have went through divorce and family.
I think that what made mine different is that there was so many people and opinions, so many hurtful hearts, because your dad and I had been together so long. I don't know if it was different, but because, like, I didn't live in those other people's divorces. I didn't know the ins and outs of people's divorces and how, you know, deep and dirty it got. But if I could say one thing is that I do believe in marriage.
Yeah.
And I feel like I gave everything I could to stay in this marriage. I definitely didn't want to break up my family. I didn't want my kids to go through the hurt and pain that they did, and our families. And I even lost friends during it. I think that so many people get married now, and it's so easy for them
to opt out.
Yeah, I don't think they value it as much. And although I got divorced, I can honestly look myself in the mirror and know that I gave it my all. I really did.
Well, thank you for expressing yourself to the audience. Thanks everyone for tuning in to my podcast, and stay tuned, because I'm going to actually be conducting another interview with someone else who was a part of this divorce. So have a great day.